Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Sunday Brunch number 4, the recap episode off of Bed and Breakfast, where I will have our previous guest, AJ Bennett, all the way in Germany, back on to break down how he feels about the heartbreaking loss of Germany in the World Cup and talking about one of our favorite music artists ever, Kanye West. We're here with Sunday Brunch number 4, our recap episode, and it is with AJ. And AJ, this time you're actually not in Germany. Where are you right at the moment?
Hey, Jake. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, man.
I'm currently in Seattle.
Seattle. I'm on great vacation. Place.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, so I've been on vacation for a couple weeks up here in the Pacific Northwest, enjoying Washington and Oregon. If you haven't been out here, listeners, you got to check it out. The landscapes are amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's very funny, but just John, Tom, and Lauren, we were all on a layover in Seattle. But for like, you know, a healthy amount of hours, and we explored the town. And man, that place, Seattle, is such a cool place. And then on the way back, our layover was in Portland. So they're both really cool places. Would love to explore more.
Yeah, we were in Portland last weekend. I have to say the best part of this trip, as amazing as all the places we've been, the best part is all the people we've met. We've met so many super interesting people. And Julia and I were talking about how in Germany, people are like a little bit more like distant, a little bit more cold. Like people don't really ask each other like, hey, how's it going and stuff like they do here. And it just seems like that little, you know, hey, how's it going or whatever, has started so many super interesting conversations. Like we talked to this guy for a half hour at a gas station the other day in the middle of nowhere.
Of course you did. Yep.
We had an amazing Airbnb host in Portland who was on Oprah.
Oh, fun fact.
Like your parents?
Yes, like my parents. Exactly. Who, for those notable subscribers, I said I had a special guest for next week, so I wonder who it is.
Ooh. Mm,
maybe it's someone maybe it was someone that was on Oprah before.
Or maybe it's Oprah.
Maybe. That'd be wild. Man. But that's cool, man. It sounds like you're having a nice time. What a great little vacation you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
So I know you're there, obviously, away from home, which is Germany. And I have to ask you, man, because we talked about your new home in our last episode. How are you doing about the World Cup? Because last World Cup, man, they were the champs, defending World Cup champs. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, you know, it's a little bit rough. I was bummed. When I realized that I was going to be in the U.S. for the whole group stage of the World Cup. But I was like, you know, luckily Germany will definitely make it out of the group stage. And when I get home,
for sure. Yeah.
We'll still have plenty of games to watch.
Yep.
And, you know, just the worst possible outcome.
I'm sorry. Just how you're saying it. It is the worst thing that could happen.
I don't even know. I didn't watch any of the games because we were busy, you know, being on vacation and stuff. But I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell you why Germany lost or anything, but just the outcomes sort of speak for themselves.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I will say that I'm happy that Mexico's moving on.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Our neighbors to the south, yes.
Yes, exactly. My best friend in Munich is from Mexico, and he was like so pessimistic going into the World Cup. He was like, "There's no way Mexico's gonna make it." And so at least, like, you know, I have someone to cheer for a little bit. And first the U.S. doesn't make it, then Germany doesn't make it out of the group stage,
right?
So
what's happening in this world?
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm sorry about your I'm sorry about your loss.
Thank you. Have you been watching the World Cup?
Not as much as I'd like to, but I actually this is the last game I watched. Oh, was today was Brazil versus Serbia? Brazil versus...
Could be.
Yep. See, that's my knowledge on soccer, everyone.
I don't know.
Well, there was a game of Brazil that I was like, oh, I'll just watch it, whatever. And that was a good game. And then I actually watched the South Korea. South Korea versus Germany. Yeah, so we don't have to talk about it, but I did watch that.
The dagger.
That's
unbelievable.
It's good to have you back on. Aside from all that, we're really here to talk about all of the, the best music, in my opinion, that has been released in years. I mean, we have been blessed. We have been blessed with music. And even today, Drake came out with his album today. So there is just bunch. Everyone's saying everyone's eating good lately, and we are, because good music is coming out every single week. And I'm getting full, AJ. I'm getting full.
I didn't even know Drake just dropped an album.
Oh, he did. Oh, it's two sides, two side A and side B.
Wow. There's just so much that, like you said, I mean, for me, it's hard to even keep up. Even just with Kanye. I mean, we're here to talk mostly about Kanye, right?
Yes, we are.
And all the stuff that he's been doing lately is insane. He dropped 5 albums in 5 weeks, not all like Kanye albums, right?
But sure.
Stuff that he worked on, either produced or rapped on, which is just insane. And like, apparently he said, did you hear, he said to someone that he wants to do 52 albums in 52 weeks.
No, I did not hear that, but that's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's – he hasn't said it publicly, and, like, I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but you never know.
Who knows?
But I was pretty excited. Did you hear – just yesterday the news came out that Chance said that him and Kanye are working on or are going to work on – I forget exactly what he said, but him and Kanye are going to do a 7-track album.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on Reddit as well. I don't want to get my hopes up, but yeah. I do hope that does happen. That would be great. And yes, he has been producing, coming out with all kinds of fantastic music and albums, regardless of how long they are. They're all so good, in my opinion, at least. And they all are so... they're all so different, yet, like, you could just tell that, oh, yeah, like, Kanye made this. Or he, obviously, you know, he's a part of this album. What are your thoughts on some of them? If you wanted to dive into some of them, go right ahead. But I just want to – let's start off with that. What are your thoughts on the new music that he's been producing or coming out with?
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't heard it all, honestly. I've listened to the Ye album probably about 50 times.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
That when that first came out, actually, I didn't listen to it for the first like week or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why, but
okay.
I didn't listen to it for a little bit. And then the first time I listened to it, I was just like instantly in love and started listening over and over and over again, like every day on the way to and from work.
Yeah.
During work, whatever. Like that was all I was listening to. So yeah, I love Ye. This morning when we were driving to Seattle, I was prepping for the podcast and listening back through it again.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it a million times, and just realizing like every time a new song comes on in like the first 2 seconds, I get so excited. I'm like, oh yeah, another
banger
good track. Banger alert. Yeah, so I mean, we're gonna talk about top songs, our favorite songs, but it was super hard for me to decide. So Ye, I love the Ye album.
Yeah, Ye was great. I find it fascinating that he has developed into this, you know, kind of mindset of making his great music, his great albums, in a different state, and particularly a more isolated state. I'm curious to know why he chose Wyoming, one, and two, all the stuff that he talked about in specifically that album, I honestly like had no idea about. Like, I honestly never knew about him being bipolar, or about him confessing about his like opioid addiction,
right?
At one point, like it was.
Yeah.
What kind of vibe, I guess, did you feel from listening to that album?
I thought it was cool because I think, like a lot of people, I've been kind of like not sure how I feel about Kanye over the last couple of years.
Sure.
I mean, like, he's done some crazy stuff. He's said some ridiculous things. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like, what I thought was nice is that he was like addressing some of that stuff that he's been going through in terms of like you said, bipolar, and his drug addiction, and talking about just a lot of the stuff he's been struggling with, and talking about the effects of some of the stuff he said and everything. So I felt like you got to see sort of like a real side of Kanye, where he wasn't like saying, oh, that's not me. But he was kind of like saying, yeah, that's how I feel sometimes, but I don't always feel like that. Like,
sure.
So I don't know. I thought it was really cool to hear him talking about all that stuff. What did you think?
I mean, it varied, to be honest with you. Like, you hear Yikes, and that's just a different kind of tone in its own song. And as well as the beat and just every, I don't know, the beginning or the chorus is still kind of funky to me, but it's still, that's great. And then they could go down to like Violent Crimes. I mean, he's clearly talking about his kids in that, you know, and like his kids growing up. So it's like, oh, like you can like, oh, some people can relate to that where it's like, oh, wow. Like he, you know, he's a father as well. Like he's not just some, what other people may think he is. Yeah. He's also a dad. He's a husband, and like you got to see that side of him as well. But then you go back to, again, I know we could talk about we'll do our three favorites of the new songs later, the new albums, but like then he brings back and like he's going through this uprising with Kid Cudi, and like how long have we been waiting for Kid Cudi to come back ever since Man on the Moon? I mean, it's been like decades, I feel like, and he's bringing him back in like No Mistakes, and like that song is just so good in itself. And I love how just it all tied together. I loved how he took his time and like went out to, you know, an isolated place with his family. He invite all these super rich and like awesome people to like, yeah, let's have a listening party around a campfire in Wyoming. And everyone's like, oh, hell yeah, man, that sounds great. And like, here they all go. And like, they all want to produce over there. And he probably has this dope studio. And like, I love that part of it. That like really, like, I'm very interested with all of that. Like more of the behind the scenes stuff. I was really impressed with the album. I really was. Ye is honestly probably his, Kanye's top, in my opinion, top three best albums.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Yep. I think it really is.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, the like, what are your favorite Kanye albums question has always been such a struggle.
Does anyone even have a right answer? Like Reddit, and you know, I'm sure some people will respond to that as well. Reddit will always go on a conversation about that, and that's always like, yeah, you just never know. All of them are like the best album. You really can't pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's super hard. I mean, there are a few that I didn't get as into. Like, I don't know, Yeezus and Life of Pablo, honestly, like I just didn't get as into. That's not that like they're, that I think they're like lower quality even, but I just didn't listen to them as much. But all his early stuff was super good.
Oh, for sure. So good.
And I think like, I guess for Yeezus and Life of Pablo, those were both ones that I listened to like first time through and like didn't love it. I think that's why I didn't keep going back, but I did at some point see some videos that were like talking about all the different samples he had on those and like pointing out some of the like really intricate things with the way he produced those and
a lot of his voice, a lot of his voice,
so much to it. Yeah, for sure. I love how he always he's always referencing like old stuff. Like I was listening to on Nas's new album that he produced.
Yes. Yeah, so I was gonna get into all those other ones, but yeah, go right ahead.
But you can hear some of the stuff from, you can hear the sample from Mercy, like, you know, the intro on Mercy, that like, I can't remember how it goes, but like that crazy, like kind of like tribal sound or whatever. You can hear that in the background on the Nas album,
Which I thought it was also great, to be honest. I love that album too. That was so good.
Yeah, for sure. That was super good. But yeah, I just love how like it all seems to like sort of tie together. And he doesn't ever like shy away from anything he's done. And he won't take back anything he says, which like, I don't know, I guess I have mixed feelings about, but I feel like he does a really good job of like just showing you, like when you really listen to his music and really give him a chance, you realize like he's just a complicated person, you know? And he was talking about, I forget which song it's on, but he's talking about, you know, that line that's like, I think Prince and Mike tried to warn me about how like Prince and Michael Jackson both died of overdoses.
Yeah.
And he's like talking about how that's part of the reason he quit taking drugs that helped him get sober, is like realizing that he didn't want to end up like them.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you realize like Michael Jackson also had this like super complicated life where like he did all these crazy things and like super controversial, like maybe, you know, did some messed up stuff with kids and stuff.
Sure.
And I think you realize like when you have that kind of life, like when you are like, you get on top of the world, it can be really tough, especially if you have mental disorders and if you have addictions and stuff like that, it can be really tough. So I think it's cool that he's like, he's real about all of it instead of,
yeah,
you know, trying to like just put on a front.
Sure.
Like a lot of people do.
It is. It's good that, right, as all these people look at him as, some people look at him as a god, that he, you know, he is human after all. Like he can compare to, look at how many people he could compare to, like sending off those kinds of messages, honestly. And like, mm-hmm, that could really, in some aspects, help people. And like, that's honestly a really powerful thing. What was also controversial, back to like all of the celebrities, or I'm sorry, superstars or artists with overdoses or, you know, controversial issues, when he released Pusha T's album with the cover. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
So the cover is of the album, of the very first one that he released, was of Pusha T's album. It was, mm-hmm, of Whitney Houston's bathroom after, oh, like the scene of the crime of when she, or like, I don't know if it is technically the scene, but anyways, it's her bathroom and her counter's like all messed up and whatnot, but there's like prescriptions and drugs like all over the counter. And like,
yeah,
some people,
yeah,
were like really upset about that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which makes you think, I'm like, I wonder why he was, right, and he had to pay like, you know, a ton of money just to use it, and yet he still like was like, yeah, I'm gonna use this. Like, I wonder, I'm curious in like what kind of message he exactly was trying to go for. But again, another thing where he's like, look, no one wants to talk about this, no one wants to see this stuff, but here I am.
Yeah.
Like, people, maybe in his eyes, he's saying people should see stuff like, mm-hmm, that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's crazy because, like, you look at, like, the problems that a lot of real, you know, normal people in the U.S. are dealing with mental health and with opioid addiction right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sad, but it's kind of cool to see Kanye also dealing with the same thing. And
sure,
he's talking about it, you know?
Right.
Like, it's like, on one hand, he like talks about himself like he's a god and everything, but at the same time, like, this is a way that like, he's a little bit like, you know, he can relate to a lot of normal people. I think it's cool that he's talking about this stuff. I think it's cool that he's bringing it up to the surface. And I think it's cool that when he's talking about bipolar and stuff, he's trying to like highlight, you know, especially the best example maybe is with the cover of his album, the cover of Ye.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say on the front?
It says,
I
hate being bipolar. It's awesome.
Right, exactly. And like he gets deeper into it on some of his songs and stuff.
Yeah.
He talks about how like, you know, he talks about how it's a superpower. It's not a weakness.
Right. I'm a superhuman.
Yeah. Like, he goes back and forth, but I think it's cool because like, he's trying to show like, you know, it's not all a bad thing. Like, you can clearly tell, like, he has these insane creative like bursts of energy, and he'll come out with, you know, 5 albums in 5 weeks all of a sudden. And like, that's like the positive on that comes along with the fact that he, you know, goes crazy 1 week and like says all these insane things and,
mm-hmm,
you know, almost loses his family and goes into all this debt and everything. On the other side of that is like this creative energy that he's always had. So I think it's cool to see
I do
sort of
too.
Both sides of it.
It is. It's very cool to see. And it's cool to see how he's getting his hands involved into a lot of different projects as he has been just releasing all these albums recently. He's not necessarily starring in every song or even every album. Maybe he's featured in a couple of those albums. But from what we know is that he produced every song on each of these albums that have been released by him lately. And I guess now the conversation is, well, one, let me add in, is like, I'm really big into production and like in like how a song is made and like what the beats and instrumentals are. I like really love that stuff. I love hearing that. I love going deep into that. And again, what an amazing job Ye does, of course. Do you, and this is what I've been thinking lately is, and I want to ask you this question too. Is Kanye a better rapper or a better producer?
Yeah, man, that's a tough question.
Because, right, the start of his career and throughout his whole career, let's be honest, is that his albums were, of course, produced by him as well as rapping. But, man, I'm not going to lie, like, the beats and the instrumentals and the drums and these songs, these seven album songs have been incredible, like, all of them. Like, I could pick at least, like, four out of every single album that he's produced. So it's like, oh, yeah, like, that's, I love that, I love that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this, and like it's so hard to find an answer. But I think I was thinking back through his older stuff, and I think that early on he was like absolutely on top of his game in both. Like I think when you think about his first handful of albums, I just absolutely could not answer. Is he a better rapper or a better producer?
Yeah.
The beats are amazing.
Yes.
Everything was so well produced. And at that point in his career, I think, you know, his first few albums, he was still trying to like make it and trying to get big. So he was making this music like that, like part of the goal was that for a lot of people to really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super catchy, but also super well produced. And the rapping on all that stuff is some of the best of all time for sure. I mean, his flow, like his wordplay, everything about those early albums is just like on point. So I couldn't pick early on. I think in the newer stuff, I think it's becoming clear that I think he's a better producer. Honestly, I think it feels like he's putting more effort into the producing, honestly.
That's what I was going to touch up on after, but go ahead. I think you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's for sure doing it more, right? Like, he's been producing all these albums for other people.
Yep, right.
Even on his own album, he has a lot of people featured on it and stuff. Like, he's not the only voice on his own album.
Right.
So I think it feels like he's sort of, like, gotten to the top in terms of rapping, and now his focus is more on producing and helping develop other artists. And so I think it's clear, like you said, all the beats on his new albums and the way they work together, like, you know, the
so
flow
good.
from one song to the next
yeah
is incredible.
Yes,
like I said
is.
Earlier how he's referencing all this old stuff, all the samples he's using, it's really incredible. His rapping is still good, I think. And at times it's like, you know, it kind of brings back that feeling of like old Kanye, like, ooh, that was really good.
Yeah,
but
the
production is flawless, I think.
I do too. He has been, I think, in my opinion. Well, I guess you could also say that too. He's not rapping in as many songs as he used to, but he definitely is putting more time in his productions, and they are just so on point. They're great. I mean, that Nas album, like every single song on that Nas album is like, oh, wow. Like every single one, I'm like, I genuinely love the beat to this song. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it from beginning to end. And he's done that with all this stuff. I mean, Kids See Ghosts. Come on. Like,
Kids See Ghosts.
That album is definitely in my favorite albums of all time of any artist. Like, I am obsessed with Kids See Ghosts.
Wow, man.
I am. I really am. I love it that much.
You know, talking about Kids See Ghosts and the Nas album, it makes me think those sound so different. Like,
so different.
They were both produced by Kanye, the time frame of 1 month, and they sound completely different.
Right.
And that's, like, I think that's his strength, is they both sound like the artist, like the rapper that they were made for. Like, Kids See Ghosts, it sounds like a Cudi album.
Yes.
You know?
Like,
it really
sounds
like him.
You hear Reborn, and you're like, dude, this is Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon, Kid Cudi. For sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And then on the Nas album, like, it feels a little bit more old school. It feels like it's true to Nas.
Right.
Know?
Right.
But you can still tell, like, you can feel Kanye in it too. You know, it's
you
not like
him.
it's like no other.
I feel him in the room. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's. I think you can really feel like his ability to create diverse, variety of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really impressive.
It's very impressive. And right, we've just been so blessed lately with all of his great songs, his albums, I mean, all of his productions, and he's killing it. And I, like, can't get enough of it. And I would love it if he made 52 albums in 52 weeks. Honestly.
That would be insane.
That would be insane.
The only problem is I would not be able to hear all of them. Like,
no.
I just don't have time in my life for that. I haven't been able to keep up with the five weeks.
Right. And, like, you and I are, like, people, like, we want to absorb, like, the music. Like, I want to, like, memorize it, like, in a month kind of stuff. Like, that's how often I want to listen to it. And it's hard to keep up. But we are loving his new music, loving his new albums. We're going to give a brief little quick top three of our – top three favorite Kanye songs of his newer productions and his newer songs.
Yeah.
So we're doing a quick top three of those. We'll switch off. It was very hard for me to choose, and I'm sure it was for you as well.
It was super hard for me to choose, and I didn't pick two from any one album.
Okay. Oh, that was
good. I wanted to have some variety, but
nice, good.
Man,
kudos to you.
It was hard. I could have picked three just off of Ye, honestly.
Right. Okay, so we'll switch off. You go first.
All right. So, okay, first one, I mean, I'm just going to go straight to the point.
Do it.
I think you know what's coming. It's Ghost Town.
Oh, yes. You love Ghost Town.
Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah.
Part 1 though, I mean, I've heard Part 2, like, I mean, it just came out later, right? So I haven't heard it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You tweeted, if you haven't already listened to Part 1 and Part 2, like, back to back, and I've done that a bunch of times since I saw that,
and
that's super good.
Isn't your mind blown?
It's amazing.
If Kanye had one song called just Ghost Town, and it was both of those songs, that probably is, like, my number one song forever.
Yeah, man, it could be. Every time that part starts at the end of Part 1 where, what's her name? 070
Shake. Yeah. Shout out to Tyler Cosme.
Shake.
He also, like, kind of, like, introduced me to her again. And actually, for all you listeners, check her out. She actually has some good songs. There's one that he introduced me and you would like as well. I really like it. It's called, Bass for My Thoughts. It's like something minutes long, and it's really good. Check it out. It's called Bass for My Thoughts. But right, at the end when it's just her singing all alone, like no beats or anything, like that part is it's an incredible part.
And nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free.
Yeah.
Every time she says free, I'm like, no matter where I am, if I'm on the subway or like in the office at work or anywhere, I'm just like, arms wide out.
Yes,
like,
dude, that's so funny.
It's just such a big sound.
Just a big moment. And I'm just going to transition to mine because mine is one of mine are free Ghost Town Part 2. So Ghost Town Part 2 is definitely in my top three. And I like do the exact same thing, but except it's when Cudi and like the little background vocalists of other rappers they have, when they start, when they sing their I feel free, when they sing that part, regardless of where I'm at, I'm always like, I look up to the sky, eyes closed, I give a little fist bump, and I'm like, yes, I feel it. I feel it. Like I always do. Like I love it. Ghost Town Part 2 is like a little bit more like definitely like more in your face. It's heavier. It's louder. Yep. And like, oh my God, I love it. I love how like both of them kind of like they flow into each other with their verses. Oh my God, it's so good. So my other first one is Ghost Town Part 2 from Kids See Ghosts. Go ahead. What's your second one?
Part 2.
Yep. And then we merged them together, and it's the best crossover that has ever happened.
There you go.
Yep.
Number 2 for me, this is going to be off of the Cuddy album, Kids See Ghosts. It's Reborn.
Yes. You
mentioned it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This one to me just felt like I also had Fire in my top few.
Good one. Yes.
Both of those songs like feel like throwback Kid Cudi to me.
Oh,
like they feel like
for sure
Kid Cudi.
For
it feels
sure.
Like The Man on the Moon.
Yes.
Like it has the same feel.
Yeah.
But it's new stuff. It's new content. They're talking about new stuff.
Great song.
I just love it. Also, the reason I picked Reborn is because the Kanye verse, the first Kanye verse on that is one of my favorites of his verses off of any of the new albums.
Oh, really?
I have to say this one line, this part where he goes, I was off the chain. I was off and drained. I was off the meds. I was called insane. What an awesome thing. Engulfed in shame. That's like that. I was called insane. What an awesome thing. Engulfed in shame. That's like exactly what I was talking about, where he's talking about like the, you know, the trying to come to terms with being bipolar and, you know, the pros and the cons of it on both sides.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was like the epitome of that feeling.
Yeah. He throws those in a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And just the flow on that verse. If you guys haven't heard, listeners, if you haven't heard any of this stuff yet, I know what you're doing this weekend. Cancel your plans.
Check
listening to all the new Kanye stuff.
That's right. Yeah, cancel those plans. That's good. I love that song as well, both of those. I mean, they do feel like retro Man on the Moon, Cuddy, and like that's what we've all been waiting for, and I'm so glad, like, whatever has happened, if Kanye has helped him or not, bless his heart, because, like, we love it. We just absolutely love it. One of my second one is actually off of the album as well. It's the intro of Kids See Ghosts, and it's Feel the Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting to me because it is a genuine intro song, but because there's not a lot of verses to it except for Pusha T does his whole little spiel in the beginning. And, like, that's just whatever. It's good, but, like, meh. I really like just the beat to it, and I love that typical, like, that beat was a Kanye beat. Like, that was from, like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy beat or, like, something, maybe even of Yeezus. But him just going off of the – like, him using his vocal as well, going to the drum, that reminds me of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Because – and then, like, Cuddy is just feeding in, like, that background chorus talking about feeling the love. No, it's not a very long song. But, like, that song pumps you up. Like, the drums are so loud, and, like, just him screaming, I get the chills, like, just thinking about it, man. Like, I want to, like, I don't even know. Like, it pumps me up so much. I love it. So, my second one is Feel the Love. The intro of the Kids See Ghosts.
I love that video. I don't remember where you posted it or if you sent it to me or what, but that video you made of you doing the, like lip syncing along with when he's, like, just going crazy, like,
that's the part I love. Like, it's so good. It's very
in
your face.
He just goes off doing, like, the gun noises for, like,
forever.
A ridiculous amount of time.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's just so good. Like, only he can do that. Like, it's like, wow, it's kind of weird that, like, that's happening. But at the same time, you're like, I'm bad radio, I'm nodding my head right now, and you're just like, it's great.
I don't know what his intention was with that, but, like, I've just, the way I've interpreted it is that he was just sort of like trolling all of the trap mumble rappers or whatever that but that's all they do, like, they make a whole song and it's just like ad libs and stuff and gun noises and whatever. And so I've just interpreted that as Kanye just like making fun of them, but he also makes it sound super good. It's yes. also like still so catchy.
Right. You're absolutely correct. That I agree. It is also good, very catchy. Why don't you name your last one, your last quick top three favorite songs?
Yeah, the last one, this is from the Nas album. It's Everything.
Nice. Wow. That was a great choice, AJ. I really appreciate that. I really love that song as well.
Glad you like it. This one, Kanye is singing the chorus, for those of you who haven't heard it. And Nas has a bunch of verses on it. Kanye is talking about on the chorus, if I had everything, if I could change anything, I mean anything, I would change everything.
Right.
And I just love that that chorus. This is another one where the production is just amazing.
Yes.
And also the Nas verse, like he's talking about his early success. He's talking about like all the struggles he's dealt with. It's really like, I don't know, from all angles, this is a great song. And it's a long one too. I think it's like 7 minutes long,
yeah,
or something.
It is. Yeah. Great vocals as well. Honestly, like mm-hmm. really, really good vocals.
Yeah.
I love that song. I honestly do. Like, I love that he brought it down. He brought it back from that like really well produced album. And like, that's a very powerful song. And another one that's like, he clearly made a 360 on everything, what everyone's thinking about him. And like mm-hmm. just how he approaches his music or what kind of music mm-hmm. he makes, and he makes something like that.
Yeah. I love totally that. Different style.
I respect that choice, man. That's a great song.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying
that. What
do you
got for number three?
Before my last one, I have an honorable mention from the Nas album, and it's White Label.
All right.
That beat is one of my favorites. And like that
super
has a little
catchy.
Retro, you know, the record scratch to it, and like uh-huh. that old school chorus they have. And the
right.
horns, and like, and that's a good one where Nas is like, he's going hard, like kind of like how he used to, you know, really hard. And it was like, okay, like this is good. And like, it was another like head nodding song. And that was really good. So that's an honorable mention, was White Label. My third
right.
favorite one. I made my list off of like how I felt when I first heard it, like which three did I like, oh man, like I really love this like right away. And
yeah.
My last one I have to say is off the Ye album, and it's No Mistakes.
Okay, nice.
With Kid Cudi and, of course, some other people that he has, you know, mm-hmm. singing little backgrounds and whatnot. But I love it. I love that he brought back Cudi. Like, that's when you first, like, were itching towards, like, okay, like, Kid Cudi's making mm-hmm. a collab album with Kanye. Like, it's happening. Like, this is the little intro to it, and that's how I took it. Like, No Mistakes was a very good classic. Like, it was good to hear Kid Cudi,
yeah.
like, sound like that again, and he sounded great. And that song is a nice positive song. It's pleasant, like it's yeah, I mean I love it. So when I first heard it, I was like, oh yeah, this one's good, No Mistake. So that's
yeah,
why I chose it for my last one.
I agree. This is like one of those songs where it feels like on a lot of rap albums, but also particularly on a lot of Kanye albums, there are like you'll have like a lot of these like darker like or more heavy or
sure.
going hard songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, a little bit toward the end of the album, there's this sort of like, it's kind of like a break, like almost like an oasis in the desert where
yeah.
like, you know, you've been like feeling like really like pumped up or like really like angry or something. And then all of a sudden this song comes on and you can just like kind of like chill
yes.
and like enjoy the ride.
Take
and
the top off
with
no
the mistakes.
Sun come in.
Yeah. Word. I mean, yeah, that, exactly.
You know,
and
I agree.
I love the. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but like, in that verse, right after "Take the top off, let the sun come in," he keeps doing this thing where he's hitting the R's like really hard. Like it's been a shaky ass year, and he like
yeah.
has this kind of like funny voice on.
You're right. Yes. Yep.
It like reminded me of. It reminded me of Childish Gambino a little bit. You have to go back and listen to it and see what you think. But,
okay.
But it felt like it was like a little nod to Childish Gambino, but I like it. So good choice, man.
Yeah, thanks. You as well. Love the list.
I was also going to do honorable mention was going to be, what is it called? Feel the Love? Feel the Love. Yeah, your second one. Yeah, just because of that
right.
section where he's doing the gun noise.
Just
because
he could do
awesome.
That, right? Just because he can.
Yeah. Yeah, so exactly. Great.
It's so great. Yeah, great. Yes. List. And like, we love listening to his new stuff. And I mean, why not? If he could keep them coming, please do. Please do.
For sure, man. What are some of your, aside from Kanye, what are some of the other things you've been listening to lately?
Very contradicting.
Question out of left field.
No. I'll gladly talk about it, but like, you'll make sense in a second. As well as his albums that he's produced, still really like itching for a new Childish, another single coming out.
Uh-huh.
What else? I'm really into, obviously, like, I'm going to be into Drake's new album that this podcast will air on Sunday, but it's out today. And then the Beyonce and Jay-Z album that just came out, who they obviously don't like each other. So that's why I'm like, eh, it doesn't make sense to the conversation. But I'm kind of into the Carters album, to be honest with you, as well.
I haven't actually heard that yet. I'm going to have to dive deep into that because
it's different.
Yeah,
it's different. Yeah, like they definitely took a different avenue on what they wanted. Like it's not a lot of Jay-Z. It's not like Jay-Z, like the Blueprints and all that. And it's not like Beyonce's self-titled album like Lemonade. Like this is a brand new kind of genre, kind of avenue they're going with. But I think it's good. I think it's good. I know people that don't like it. Kaylee doesn't like it. But I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
So check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to it for sure because we're going to see them in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm sure you'll have to because I'm sure they'll play some.
Yeah, and you're going to see them shortly.
Yep, in August.
Uh-huh.
Very excited for that.
I'm super excited for sure.
Hey, maybe we'll have to come on again and talk about the recap of the concerts, huh?
All right, yeah, let's do it. Talk about how those concerts were.
Yeah, absolutely. AJ, thanks again for coming on and joining us for some Sunday brunch. It's for listeners that don't know.
My pleasure.
We're looking at each other through Skype, so it's great seeing you as well in Seattle.
Great to see you, Jake.
Seeing you in Seattle. We always end all the Sunday brunches by the guests explaining on how much they love Sunday brunch by simply saying, "I love Sunday brunch." So if you feel that way, I would love to hear you say it.
I love Sunday brunch.
Excellent. All right, AJ, thanks again. It was great seeing you. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake. Anytime.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Ciao.